some of them, but most of them was in Tyrrell's Wood, because the roundabout at Leatherhead, you see, was nice wide, and they could park outside, there were no restrictions. Oh, yeah. I used to come down what where the present bypass now, it's fairly easy to enter our shop, you see. So quite a number of them up there. I used to deliver a few up there, Mr. Davis, remember one of them. But to most of the people used to be their own shop, and we had a post office as well there.
There's Reeves. Yes, First Lady Beaverbrook. Yes, Dr. Potts, the horse and trap.
They lived just in Church Street, where the shops are now, where the electrical place is, somewhere just there, wasn't it?
Then there was a Dr. Henderson, our doctor. He lived in Station Road.
Von Bergen.
Dr. Ormond. He was with Dr. Henderson for a time, and I think his partner.
Really?
Of course, they had the private patients, you see, then there was no national health or anything. There was quite a number of doctors, really, in Leatherhead. You didn't go to a doctor unless it was very, very urgent.
So you had to pay, usually.
Because you had to pay. You tended more to go to a chemist. There was a chemist shop, Mr. Cole.
In the High Street.
He was a very nice man.
It's nearly opposite where the International is now, where there's the fish shop, wasn't it, in Leatherhead? Nearly opposite there.
Yeah.
It's a butcher shop now, I believe, isn't it? There's a betting shop somewhere there, and it's just past a door or two from that, chemist shop. And he used to live on the corner of Church Road and Epsom Road, you know, where the Crescent comes out to the other... That's a estate agent's place now, I believe, isn't it? Norman and Huddings or something. Mr. Cole's house, the first house on the corner.
Yes, he had a son and daughter. The daughter went to live at Oxshop. I know she came to see us when we were at Tanglewood. Miss Cole, she never married.